Welcome to this week's edition of The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Super Bowl is not just a big football game. It's also a huge day for sports gambling. Last year, a record $158 million plus dollars was bet legally on Super Bowl 52 at Nevada sportsbooks. This year, Nevada is no longer alone. Delaware and other states are now legally allowed to offer a full menu of sports betting, and experts suggest this year's NFL title game could be the most wagered on sporting event ever, with perhaps over $320 million bet. But how is sports betting working out for the first state beyond big events like the Super Bowl? Well, since last June, when Delaware became the first state beyond Nevada to legalize full-scale sports betting after the Supreme Court lifted a federal ban on it, it's generated about $87 million in bets at the state's three casinos. To help put that number into context and dig deeper into sports betting's impact here, Delaware Public Media's Nick Schellino recently spoke with Vernon Kirk, director of the Delaware Lottery, which runs Delaware's sports betting operation.
Well, it's been a pretty big deal for everybody concerned, primarily because we have done so well in the football season, but the risk management has been really right on, and we've done a little bit better than others had anticipated in things like baseball and hockey and basketball. So it's been very profitable.
Has football been the most profitable?
It has. I can't parse out the dollar amount, but the dollars bet has been considerable. When you count the retailers and their parlay cards and the straight betting on pro football and also college football, so it's been considerable.
And with the parlay cards, I know it's no longer the case that you have to bet on three separate games. You can now make side bets, and you can even make side bets on one single game. Has that been very popular? Has the parlay cards been affected by the legalization of full-scale sports betting on football games?
Well, I have to confess, I thought it would be more impacted than it has been, and I think one of the reasons why is that we've offered the college football on the parlay card as well as pro football, and that gives our retailers an opportunity to sell on Saturdays and Sundays or have games on Saturdays and Sundays. But it is true that the being able to mix and match three events as opposed to three separate games has been good also. For numbers, for instance, last year, the retailers sold about $29.4 million worth of cards. This year, to date, they've sold 30.6. So rather than go down, it's actually going up about 4%.
Well, that's not exactly what you would expect. I know there were efforts here locally to allow for sports betting at the racetrack during NASCAR events. Was that very popular?
Not in the overall scheme of things. It was popular at the track with a lot of fans, et cetera. But from a dollar point of view, it was pretty modest compared to things like football and stuff. But it was a popular for the race fans that were actually at the race, as it were. Auto racing does not nab a whole bunch of money. So
how much of an uptick has the NFL playoffs generated compared to the regular season?
Well, it's traditionally the because the number of selections available begin to diminish, then the retailers don't have as many options, and so sales and there's not so many options for the straight bettors to select from, so sales generally go down, which they have. But that's just a natural phenomena of fewer choices. But the state continues to do well, and our hold percentage has been very strong, not just all season, but also throughout the playoffs.
That's interesting. You'd think that since the playoffs are more widely watched, that there'd be more betting. But you're saying that since there's less games to choose from, people tend to not bet as much.
Yes, it would be maybe not not as many people bet maybe, or not as much money. Just you know, when there's more selections available, there's a lot more wagering going on. So it's a lot better this year than last year, to be sure. But it still is, especially with the retailers, has gone down a fair amount, as would be predicted for this. But they have a lot of choices to make, and we've worked really hard to give them ways to continue to participate. For example, we have a half-point proposition parlay card this year for just the championship game alone, that has a dozen different selections on it for the retailers' customers to choose from, to keep the retailers in the mix right up through the end of the Super Bowl. So right now, that's doing well. It will continue to do better as the week and weekend progresses, but right now it's doing well. The casinos have the same card available, although it's not quite as popular at the casinos, but it is used. The casinos have an additional 53 proposition bets they can make on the championship game with the single game wagering. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how much is bet on the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, definitely. So in addition to those half-point cards, are you seeing a lot of straight bets already for the Super Bowl?
It's building momentum. We haven't seen too many large wagers or anything, but as each day goes by, there more and more wagers are being made. And by the time we get to this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and Friday for that matter, it should be very, very strong.
And what are the odds for the Super Bowl?
Well, right now the Patriots are slight favorites, less than a field goal. The wagering has been pretty much even on both sides. I will tell you this, we always, even in the past, have offered a future wagers on the football, pro football championship that begin in August during the exhibition season, and you can bet right up until the playoffs. And this year we did about $409,000 on futures bets, and the state is in a winning position regardless of which team actually wins Super Bowl. The state wins about $150,000if New England wins, and the state wins about $164,000 if the Rams win. So that's been pleasant. Last year we kind of got beat up when the Eagles won.
Well, that's a good deal for the state. They can't lose. Do you have any money on the game?
I'm not allowed.
Oh, you're not allowed. Well, no. Is there anything else you'd like to add that maybe we didn't go over?
No, I think that about covers it. We've had a phenomenally good year, and the risk manager gets a lot of credit for that, and the retailers and the casinos get a lot of credit. We just had a very, very strong year, and I look forward to basketball and March Madness.
Thanks to Delaware Lottery Director Vernon Kirk and R. Nick Shalino for joining us on The Green this week to talk sports betting. And good luck if you've got some money on the Super Bowl. Next on The Green, we look at how parents these days handle monitoring what their kids do on their phones and online, and if they're on the right track. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.